episode 687 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Our walk through Jesus in every book of the Bible has taken us to the book of 2 Kings. And in this historical account of various kings and prophets, we can still see glimpses of Jesus reflected in the underlying themes of God's faithfulness, redemption, and the power of his word. But if there is one person who dominates this book, it is the prophet Elisha. Elisha's background, as a farmer, likely played a significant role in shaping his work as a prophet. Coming from an agricultural background would have given him a deep understanding of the land, seasons, and the importance of labor and patience. This experience may have cultivated in him a strong work ethic, humility, and an appreciation for the provision of God. Elisha's agricultural background also provided him with a relatable perspective that allowed him to connect with the everyday lives of the people to whom he ministered. This empathy and understanding likely enabled him to speak into their lives with relevance and offer practical wisdom and guidance. Furthermore, Elisha's experience as a farmer may have instilled in him a deep trust in God's provision. Farmers rely on the cycles of planting, growth, and harvest, trusting that God will provide the necessary rain, sunlight, and favorable conditions for their crops. This trust in God's faithfulness and provision likely carried over into his prophetic ministry, as he relied on God's guidance and power to bring about miracles and fulfill his promises. Elisha underwent a profound transition from farmer to faithful prophet. And this foreshadows another important transition, that from carpenter to Christ. As fully God and fully man, Jesus lived an earthly life, complete with the joy, sorrow, drudgery, and excitement that is common to the human experience. In the Gospel of Matthew, he is referred to as the carpenter's son. It is likely he learned and practiced the trade of carpentry, following in the footsteps of his earthly father Joseph. Still, he may not have been a carpenter as we understand that word today. There is some evidence that the Greek word used for carpenter could also be translated more broadly as artisan, contractor, or handyman. It is possible, therefore, that Jesus and Joseph were the sort of men you call when something needed to be fixed, be it made of wood, stone, or something else. It is also possible that they may have been laborers, working on a variety of projects, from the modest to the more grandiose. The fact that Jesus was identified as a carpenter holds significance in understanding his earthly life and ministry. It speaks to his humble origins and the common, working-class background from which he came. It also demonstrates that Jesus could relate to people from various walks of life and engage in the practical realities of daily labor. In his teachings, Jesus often used metaphors and allusions that drew from this background. The Son of God and the carpenter of Nazareth is right now building his church and preparing an eternal dwelling place for all who trust in him.
Today's top 10 list.
10 ways the ministry of Elisha foreshadowed Jesus.
Number 1.
Healing the sick. Elisha's ministry was marked by extraordinary acts of healing and restoration, reflecting Jesus' compassion and power to bring wholeness to broken lives. Just as Jesus cleansed lepers, Elisha cleansed Naaman, a mighty commander from Aram, from his leprosy. This act foreshadowed the miraculous healing touch of Jesus.
Number 2.
Miraculous provision. In the multiplication of food, we witness another parallel between Elisha and Jesus. Elisha, with the touch of God's hand, multiplied the loaves of bread to feed 100 men, leaving room for abundance. This miracle points to Jesus, who would later multiply a few loaves and fish to feed thousands, revealing his power to provide for the physical and spiritual hunger of humanity. Elisha multiplied oil for the widow and her sons, reminiscent of Jesus' feeding of the multitudes and his provision for his followers.
Number 3.
Raising the dead. Elisha's encounters with death resonate with the life-giving ministry of Jesus. When the Shunammite woman's son lay lifeless, Elisha spoke words of life and raised him from the dead. This powerful act echoes the resurrection power of Jesus, who conquered death and offers eternal life to all who believe in him.
Number 4.
Authority over nature. Just as Elisha demonstrated authority over nature, dividing the Jordan River, and causing the floating of an iron axe head, Jesus displayed his authority by calming storms and commanding the forces of nature. He even walked on water. Both showed that nothing is beyond the reach of God's power.
Number 5.
Healing the blind. Elisha healed a man's blindness by directing him to wash in the Jordan River. This anticipates Jesus' healing of the blind, including the famous accounts of Bartimaeus and the man born blind.
Number 6.
Confronting false religion and the powers of darkness. Elisha's ministry also involved confronting evil and false religion, tearing down the strongholds of idolatry and exposing the darkness. In this, he prefigures Jesus, who would boldly confront religious hypocrisy and expose the lies of the enemy, shining the light of truth in a world captive to darkness. Elisha delivered people from demonic oppression, such as the healing of a demon-possessed man. This reflects Jesus' authority over the spiritual realm and his frequent encounters with demons. Jesus sometimes cast out multiple demons from a single person.
Number 7.
Cleansing lepers. Elisha's healing of a foreign military commander's leprosy prefigures Jesus' cleansing of lepers, showing his power to restore and make whole those suffering from physical and spiritual afflictions. In Luke 4 verse 27, Jesus references the story of Elisha and this miracle, the healing of Naaman, the Syrian warrior. When Jesus was rejected by the people of Nazareth, he reminded them of how God's prophets, including Elisha, were sent to those outside of Israel to perform miracles. The specific verse states, "And there were many lepers in Israel, in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian." And just as Elisha ministered to Gentiles, so too did Jesus. No one is excluded from the reach of Christ.
Number 8.
Prophetic power. Elisha prophesied future events, such as the birth of a son to the Shunammite woman, paralleling Jesus' prophetic words about his own death, resurrection, and the events leading up to the end times.
Number 9.
Compassion for the outcast. Elisha's concern for the widow and her sons, providing a miraculous provision of oil, echoes Jesus' care for the marginalized and his provision for those in need.
Number 10.
Servant leadership. Throughout his ministry, Elisha demonstrated servant leadership, washing in the Jordan River as a symbol of humility and servanthood. This humble act reflects the heart of Jesus, who would later wash the feet of his disciples, setting an example of love, humility, and sacrificial service. Jesus would later say that he came not to be served but to serve and give his life as a ransom for many. In his passing on of the prophetic mantle to a new generation, Elisha symbolized the continuation of God's work and the commissioning of faithful followers. This mirrors Jesus' commissioning of his disciples, entrusting them with the proclamation of the gospel and the expansion of his kingdom on earth. Both Elijah and Elisha played significant roles in God's plan and demonstrated foreshadowings of Christ in different ways. While Elijah is often associated with themes of God's judgment and power, Elisha's ministry emphasized God's compassion, healing, and restoration. Further, through Elisha's acts of healing, restoration, and servant leadership, we catch a glimpse of the one who would come to heal our brokenness, restore our souls, and lead us with love and humility. May our hearts be stirred to embrace our role as vessels of his grace, proclaiming his redemptive message, and shining his light in a world longing for his touch. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.